Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You know, we mentioned it yesterday. The temperature is going to be getting a little bit chilly tonight. And it's already down to 53. Going to continue to drop possibly down to the mid to low 30s tonight, which could be near freezing temperatures. And maybe further north up by like J Century probably will be freezing temperatures. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit chilly. And, of course, right now the wind is like 9 miles an hour, so it makes it feel even a little bit colder out there than the 53-degree temperatures that it is. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Some of the top stories going on in the news. Republicans have laid out Biden investigations. But Democrat-aligned groups promised some sort of counter-offensive. That was one of the things that we thought before that would happen. If Republicans took over, there would probably be investigations dealing into the Biden administration. I've stated before, there needs to be investigations not with just the Biden administration. There needs to be investigations with the CDC and the FDA and their push and their misinformation from that office, from both offices, pertaining to COVID-19's shots and how the shot could prevent you from getting COVID and how the shot could prevent you from spreading COVID and how that piece of misinformation allowed or basically caused people to just go out, stop social distancing, and stop doing other precautions because they thought they were protected. And they thought they were protecting others. And that is false information. I think that there needs to be investigations into the FDA and the CDC over that. But I'm not hearing anybody talking about doing that, though. Other top stories in the news. For Russian missiles have pounded another Ukrainian power supply. And the fighting is raging on in the east still. Any talks of any kind of peace talks or anything like that, not really going on right now. Not yet, at least. Then the FBI director has blamed COVID school shutdowns for the violent juvenile crime sprees across the United States. Oh, I guess there's that too. Then let's see here. The Nancy Pelosi saying that she's going to go ahead and step down from her leadership role in the Democrat Party, but she will remain in Congress, just stepping down from the leadership role, talking about the end of her era, quote, "I feel balanced about it all," end quote. And then there's, look, here's the thing. She's kind of like Ruth Bader Ginsburg to me. You have to respect her for what she's accomplished as far as a leader in women's movement. You don't have to necessarily like a lot of things that she's done, though. So I respect what she's accomplished as a female leader in politics today. I mean, she was a trailblazer, but I don't think she was necessarily a good trailblazer. But that's my thoughts on that. Brittany Griner moved to a remote penal colony in central Russia. And she begins her 9-year sentence there. She's 350 miles away from Moscow. This has been confirmed by her lawyers now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Having some major slowdowns right now on 98. We have an accident. The scene of the accident is Gulf Breeze Parkway just off of Grand Ridge Circle. This is right near the Wendy's in the eastbound direction. Slow-moving traffic at this intersection due to the accident, as well as just everyday afternoon traffic in front of the Live Oaks Nature Preserve. So keep that in mind. If you're heading eastbound out of Gulf Breeze towards Tiger Point, those slowdowns are going to be heavier than normal today. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. We do have some afternoon traffic on 9th Avenue, northbound towards Bayou Boulevard, as well as our everyday afternoon slowdowns leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Highway 90 bridge. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Continuing on here with some of the other top stories. A judge has ordered the Brian Laundrie family to pay $3 million to Gabby Petito, to her family, for a wrongful death lawsuit. And then the United States has approved the largest dam removal in history in order to save endangered salmon up in California. And then in Buffalo, we mentioned this yesterday, but in Buffalo, they're getting ready for a major snowfall, possibly six feet of snowfall. So with that, the Buffalo Bills game against the Cleveland Browns has been moved to Detroit. So that has been confirmed now. And then Roku, the latest in the news to make some cuts. They are cutting 5% of their staff. Roku is. Oh, boy. Starting to see a lot of layoffs happening in those and a lot of California companies going on right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, by the way, speaking of inflation and the economy and things like that, the Fed's chief or one of the Fed's leaders, Bullard, says that the rate hikes that they have done thus far have only had limited effects on inflation. Okay. But we've seen, of course, massive effects on the housing market and now starting to affect the labor market, but it's only had minor effects on inflation. And I think we've all seen that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, Bobby, about the CDC and FDA. If information is correct in the book called The Real Anthony Fauci by RFK Jr., then Fauci is part owner of one of the patents for one of those shots. Oh boy. So if there's money involved, that might be why false information is being pushed at a minimum. And that's the thing. Follow the money is often how you can start these investigations. Just follow the money. Here's another one. I don't respect anything the Speaker of the House has done. Okay. All right. And I can respect you for not respecting. I was saying Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, stepping down, or she will not run for any leadership roles. And I was saying, look, she was a trailblazer for women. But that's about it in my respect for her. Here's a text saying, I don't respect anything she's done. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here with top trending news with David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Move, 'cause New York is getting muddy out. There's LA, but it's always kinda sunny out. And I don't wanna hurt no more, so I set my bar real low.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions with us by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, got an update for you on our governor's salary compared to other governor's salary. So I'll talk about that coming up here shortly. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Another text here. Pelosi's bad decisions far outweigh any good representation she did. The best representation she could do for the people would be to retire. She's way past the age anybody should be in Congress. Yeah, there's that too. I mean, she's retiring from you know, she's retiring from the leadership role, but that's about it. Yeah. I, by the way, speaking of age and things like this, I saw Dianne Feinstein, I guess they're starting to have a lot of evidence that she's showing signs of being senile or having dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that. And it's something that people are all keeping hush hush and quiet as Dianne Feinstein is struggling with memory loss. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, the NFL moving Sunday's game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns from Buffalo to Detroit. Buffalo set to get hit by a major, major snowstorm. Apparently it's already started snowing there. Governor Kathy Hochul says they could be buried in up to 6 feet of snow by the weekend. 6 feet. Boy, that's a lot of snow. A state of emergency has been declared there ahead of that storm. It looks like House Democrats are in for a whole new set of leaders, Bobby, after losing their majority to Republicans. Nancy Pelosi not seeking re-election. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the same thing. And Majority Whip James Clyburn added his own statement saying he looks forward to raising a new generation of leaders. Elon Musk apparently planning to find a new leader to run Twitter. He made that claim in a court today. Tesla, he was defending his $56 billion pay package at his Tesla car company. Tesla investors apparently concerned about the time he's been devoting to Twitter. Musk says he plans to reduce his time at Twitter and find somebody else to run that company. And Bobby, are you a Scrabble player?
Yeah, I play a little bit of Scrabble.
A little bit of Scrabble. Well, you'll be interested to know that they're adding 500 new words. They've released a new Scrabble dictionary. The first updated dictionary since 2018 includes shorthands now, such as guac and trademarks like dumpster. Also, nouns turned into verbs like torrented and adulting.
Oh, okay.
So they're adding adding some unofficial language here, some slang words, it looks like.
Okay, I guess I'd, you know what? I just didn't realize that there was an official, like, Scrabble accepted dictionary of things. We just used the dictionary. We're like, that's not a real word. And then we're like, look it up and see if it's in the dictionary. I didn't realize there was like a Scrabble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Scrabble people take this serious. There's some serious rules.
So it's not just, is it in the dictionary? Is it an accepted Scrabble dictionary?
Right, the official Scrabble dictionary that tells you how many points everything's supposed to be worth and all that. Apparently,
there you go. Okay, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
98 eastbound, if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, it's going to be very slow moving. This is due to everyday afternoon traffic starting around the Nature Preserve and ending at Gondolier Boulevard. And then once you get past that, you are going to hit some other traffic in the same direction due to an accident. Scene of the accident is 98 eastbound at Grand Ridge Circle. This is right in front of the Wendy's. So once you get past that, that is when you'll start moving smoothly again eastbound on 98. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Bridge is showing delays, as well as Highway 90 around Dogwood Drive is real slow moving in the westbound direction. And we do have reports of an accident just off of Parkmore Plaza Drive. Not showing too bad of slowdowns, but do keep that in mind. You are going to see some slow traffic there on 90 as well. See something else, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got an update for you on our governor's salary compared to other states. That's next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Governor DeSantis' salary in 2021 was $134,181. $134,000 a year for the for Governor DeSantis. That falls in about 32nd overall I was going to say the highest, but since it's on the bottom half, I guess it would be the lowest, right? Salary amongst all the governors in the country. The lowest paid governor is Maine. $70,000 a year in Maine for the Democrat governor there. Colorado's Democrat governor, only $92,700, followed by Arizona, which is Republican, Oregon, then Wyoming. Those are your bottom, the cheapest five. The most, the highest paid governor in the land, probably not surprising to you. Give you three guesses of which state. Nope, not Illinois. Nope, not California. It's New York. Yeah, New York's governor. $225,000 a year for New York's governor, Kathy Hochul. California is next at 209. Pennsylvania next at 201, followed by Tennessee's governor. That's a surprise right there. $198,000 a year. And then Washington State rounds up the top five right there. So once again, Florida has comes in 32nd overall. Alabama, 38th. Kay Ivey gets $124,000 a year compared to Governor DeSantis' $134,000. Just as a reminder, members of Congress get paid $175,000 a year base pay. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross. Been thinking about selling your house. The market is changing fast. We talked to Christina Leavenworth a couple weeks ago, and she explained to us that the market is normalizing. It's not really turning into a buyer's market, but it's normalizing. And with that, you got to do a little bit more to sell your house. So in doing that, you might want to call the agent I would call, and that would be Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty. So Christina sells more houses for more money than anybody else in the Pensacola area, and she's and she also has a guarantee. She's the only agent in town who has a guarantee. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her nothing. That's right. Pretty nice little guarantee right there. So what you got to do is call Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158, and she'll give you all the details. Here's the other thing, too. She spends just thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. So much so that she already has a bunch of approved home buyers ready to buy right now. So she might already have the buyer for you. So if you're thinking about selling your house, you may want to just give her a call and find out if she's got a buyer already lined up. 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you needed to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash and can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth to get more money today at 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty. Top three stories here for you. Republicans laid out Biden investigations, including one where they're going to try to link Hunter Biden with the president. Democrat-aligned groups promised to counteroffer and to counteroffensive against any investigations they might want to run. The FBI Director Wray has blamed COVID school shutdowns for fueling the juvenile crime spree across the United States. And Nancy Pelosi has retiring, had a retirement speech today. She's going to step down from leadership roles. She's going to remain in Congress, though. And she said, quote, "I feel balanced about it all of it," end quote. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here shortly, I do want to share a new report on household debt. It's not looking good. That's your little spoiler right there. All right, now, time for sports.
Here's your sports hit.
Thursday night football tonight. Tennessee Titans taking on the Green Bay Packers. Go Titans! That'll be at 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video. NHL hockey's going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. You got the Florida Panthers taking on Dallas Stars at 6. Also at 6 o'clock, Tampa Bay's playing Calgary. Once again, those are all on ESPN Plus. NCAA Thursday night football for college football is on ESPN. Number 21, Tulane, is playing Southern Mississippi. And then, wait, not Southern Mississippi. Southern Methodist, sorry. SMU. So that'll be at 6:30 on ESPN. then NCAA men's basketball already underway. Number 24, Texas A&M is getting beat by Murray State 59-50. Still 9 minutes left in the game. That's on ESPN2. And then other televised games tonight, you've got number 4, Kentucky playing South Carolina State. Number 15, TCU playing University of Louisiana Monroe. Number 10, Creighton playing UCR. I don't even know who UCR is. What is that? UC Riverside, University of California Riverside. And then number 14, Arizona is playing UTU. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Utah Tech University. All right. I got to share something about that. First, let's get traffic on the fives.
We are seeing some slowdown stills on 98. Your typical afternoon slowdown as you are moving out of Gulf Breeze towards the Nature Preserve. We have our delays in the eastbound direction, and we still are seeing some slight slowdowns at the scene of an accident. This got off of Grand Ridge Circle right in front of the Wendy's, also in the eastbound direction on 98 as you're heading into Tiger Point. I-10, not seeing anything major to slow you down. We are seeing a little bit of our delays getting off at Avalon Boulevard, just at the exit starting to form, as well as our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, and Highway 90 in the westbound direction, approaching Glover Lane, getting out of Milton. See someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So I got a little thrown off here. I know most of the acronyms for the college teams. Every now and then I get thrown off by one. But when I see ULM, I know that's University of Louisiana Monroe. And when I see, I should have known UCR, University of California Riverside. But I got thrown off. I was like, number 14, Arizona is playing UTU in basketball tonight. Who the heck is UTU? I know there's Utah State. I know there's University of Utah. There's UVU, Utah Valley University. What's UTU? So I thought it was going to be some like University of Texas something. I didn't know. No, it's Utah Tech. All right, if you don't know the story about this one, I just found this out not too long ago. Utah Tech is a renamed school. It is in Southern Utah. And it used to be called Dixie State University. But there was petitions to get rid of the name Dixie State because Dixie sounds racist. And so they petitioned to rename the school, and the Utah legislature voted last year to go ahead and do it. So this is formerly Dixie State University, now Utah Tech University. That's why it threw me off. But yeah, that's part of that whole, oh, we got to get rid of any connections to Confederacy. And it's like, well, it's not really connected. Dixie is like South. And they're like, oh gosh, it's one of those things. The cancel culture striking again. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. All right. Browns and Bills game has been moved to Detroit ahead of this massive snowstorm. Apparently it's already started to snow in Buffalo. And I brought this up before. I've lived in one of those snowstorms where it snowed 8 feet overnight, and it is not fun. And so they've gone ahead and moved the game. The Eagles continue to work on their defense. You know, they really struggled. They've got some injuries. Well, they just signed defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh for a 1-year contract. And the Texas Rangers are going to host the 2024 MLB All-Star Game in Tejas. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get our we're going to get our CBS Sports Minute. And then after that, I want to share with you the new report on household debt in America. That's all coming up next.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Steve Ballmer is the richest owner in sports. Now he's building his LA Clippers a brand new arena with a twist. Ballmer is trying to put the game back into focus. He's toying with the idea of tracking fan behavior with sensors. If you're deemed to be around your seat and cheering, you'll get rewards and perks. While having a fun arena is great, the biggest draw for a team is something the Clippers have never done. Win. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, sports fans, this is the Ultimate Vegas Insider, John Anthony. Thursday night report against the spread. Last 3 weeks documented 6-1. That's 85% winners. I'm red hot. Tonight, Tennessee Green Bay is huge. Against the spread, insurers, free unrecorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. College action, SMU Tulane against the spread. NBA free recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. I love to sweep the board Thursday nights. Call now. Get 2 full weeks of my top plays all the way through Thanksgiving weekend. Free and recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. Tennessee, Green Bay, SMU, Tulane, NBA. I love to go 5-0 on Thursdays. 5-0 Thursdays. Call 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Tennessee, Green Bay, plus 2 full weekends of winners. Call now. 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So according to the latest report, household debt has soared at the fastest pace in 15 years, according to the Fed report. The biggest indicator of this, I thought when I saw household debt has risen at the fastest pace in 15 years, I thought, well, yeah, look at what's happened with the mortgages and stuff. It's actually not mortgage balances, though, is the problem. Problem is credit card usage. Credit card usage has soared. And so the credit card balance collectively rose more than 15% from the same period in 2021. That's the largest jump in more than 20 years. So I thought it was mortgage debt that might be why household debt rose so much, or maybe even car debt because, you know, there's car prices and home prices have skyrocketed, right? But no, it ends up being credit card debt. And oftentimes credit card debt comes down to two things. One, greed, admittedly. It's not willing to wait to purchase something. So going to go ahead and put it on the credit card. But two, it's struggling to pay for things, struggling to pay the bills, struggling to have extra income to buy extra things. So you put it on the credit card. That's the bigger concern. The greed part, that's always going to happen. You're never going to get rid of that. But the part where I don't have the money to pay for this right now, so I'll go ahead and put it on my credit card. And when the credit card balances are rising, that's the bigger concern. And that has a lot to do with inflation. And so that's a big concern when it comes to our economy. That's why I always say when it comes down to our measurements of a healthy economy, I feel like we should include household debt, not just look at GDP. GDP is not enough, because what if GDP continues to go up, but our credit card debt goes up just as much, you know? Then that just shows like, okay, yeah, GDP is going up. We're buying more things, but we're buying it on credit. I think that household debt should be a factor into it instead of just looking at, did GDP go up? Oh, good, it went up. We have a healthy economy. No, not necessarily, because that's what we've seen. Last quarter, GDP went up again, yet we've also seen household debt rising at the fastest pace in 15 years. That's not a good sign. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Got a little survey pertaining to Google's information pertaining to Thanksgiving. That comes up next.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, if you never made it downtown to see Bubble Alley, you got another chance. The colorful balloon canopy over Intendencia Street now going to stay around through New Year's because of the positive response it got during the Foo Foo Fest. The Downtown Improvement Board has decided to keep it up through at least mid-January. They say they want all the holiday visitors here in Pensacola to be able to enjoy it along with the holiday lights that are already up downtown.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's a pretty neat little effect to go down there if you haven't done it, to be able to have the balloons providing shade overhead. And I think it's a neat little thing. When I was there, quite a few of the balloons were popped, but it's still a pretty neat little thing. So it'll be there through the beginning of the year. So I thought that was kind of cool. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
expect slowdowns on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Everyday afternoon slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve before you get to Gondolier Boulevard will have some delays, as well as we do have an accident that happened a little while ago at Grand Ridge Circle. This is right in front of the Wendy's off of 98. That's going to show some delays as well. After you get past that, you will be good heading into Tiger Point and Navarre. Really nothing to slow you down on 98. On I-10, leaving or heading towards Avalon Boulevard, starting to see some afternoon slowdowns at the exit of 90 or at the exit of Avalon Boulevard if you're heading eastbound, and slow moving traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Google has their Thanksgiving report, the top things that we're Googling. So the top Thanksgiving related search is for Thanksgiving sides, followed by Thanksgiving movies. I don't know if there's very many Thanksgiving movies, but okay. The top sides we're searching for, by the way, are stuffing, ways to make mashed potatoes, and ways to make green bean casserole. The top turkey cooking technique we're looking up is how to smoke a turkey this year. Yeah, that's right. We're wanting to smoke the turkeys. Then how to deep fry them is a popular search as well. The top how-to questions include how to make stuffing, how to cook a turkey, and how to catch a turkey. I've shared this every single year. I'll share it again. My way of cooking a turkey is the simple Good Eats way. Look up for the Good Eats way to cook a turkey. It's a fast way to cook it, and my kids love it. In fact, my daughter just said, "Dad, are you making the cookie this year?" I'm like, I wasn't planning on making the turkey, but I mean, and she's like, well, then we don't have to make it for Thanksgiving. Just make it. Okay. So look at the Good Eats method of making a turkey. It's a very quick way of doing it. And it stays juicy and yummy. Top pies we're Googling: pumpkin, apple, pecan, sweet potato, and cranberry pie. I don't think I've ever had a cranberry pie. Top drinks this year: hot buttered rum, apple cider mojitos, pumpkin martinis, pumpkin pie pudding shots, that sounds disgusting, and cranberry sangria. And finally, the type of stuffing we're Googling is, well, there's a lot of them, but cornbread dressing leads the South. Cornbread, I do like cornbread dressing, that's good, or cornbread stuffing. That's some good stuff right there. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse deals with a website called puffybear.com. Puffybear.com. This thing sells a large human-sized teddy bear that you can use as a body pillow. Now, initially, I'm thinking, well, that's pretty cool. Get a big old huge teddy bear. We have a big bear. I won for the kids one year at the fair. It's a big old massive thing. I'm thinking a human-sized one's even better. And then I pulled it up. It's not like a teddy bear. It has the body of a man. Like, it looks like a human could fit inside this thing. And then it has a teddy bear head. It's so creepy. So creepy. It sits at 5'7" tall. It's an emotional support pillow. And it says you can dress it. It comes naked with no clothes, but you can dress it up if you want to. Fits in large and extra large men's clothing. And it is so creepy. It has 5 fingers on a hand and everything. It's No thank you. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.